Hey, 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 what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here. We are at NADA 2024. I'm with my man, Andrew from iPacket.
Hey, man. Good, brother. Happy to be here today.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you had a moment to walk away from that crazy booth. Man, there's some energy going on over there, dude. You got some cool stuff going on, some really cool stuff. Well, I'm glad that we were able to, you know, walk away, chat a little bit. So here's what we're doing. I've been talking to a bunch of guys around here and ladies, and, you know, I'm asking kind of the same question, like, you know, what do dealers need to be focusing on right now? I mean, just the industry has changed in a lot of ways. I just recently heard a stat that like 80% of like the sales team in a dealership has been at the dealership for less than 2 years. It's like, it's almost like a reset, right, on like everybody's operations. But I'd love to get your take on what do you think we should be focusing on right now?
Yeah, I mean, same thing, right? So I've heard, we've been hearing that stat a lot in meetings as well, that 20% of their staff hadn't sold cars, or 20% of their staff had only sold cars pre-COVID.
Yep.
So it's crazy, right? They have to get back to the basics.
Yes.
During COVID, let's call it what it was. It was great for the business, but it was really bad for the business too.
Yeah.
Because it created a lot of inefficiencies. And what I mean by that is now that we're getting out of the days of COVID where cars were selling themselves, right?
Yep.
Now they got to get back to the basics. They got kind of lazy.
Right? Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's definitely been, you know, let's call it some complacency maybe, you
Absolutely.
Know, or just, you know, we're used to just kind of doing these like order taking, like, hey, either I got it or I don't got it, you know, and it's...
We're not McDonald's.
No, you don't get fries with that.
No, you don't. So they got to get back to the basics, right? They got to go back to the fundamentals of selling. And when I say selling, that means actually setting a customer down and getting them to understand what they're buying and why they're buying it. The days are now gone of walking into the dealership and the customer saying, I want that car out there.
Yes.
Right? They have options again.
Yeah, we actually have to get back to that art of storytelling. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, I mean, that was one of the things that, you know, I'm dating myself. I've been in the industry for a long time. But I mean, I think one of the things that made me, you know, a good salesperson was, you know, to be able to tell the story, right? You know, but like,
yes.
That was not an over, like, there was no process or technology to assist me in telling that story,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, people have done it for years, right? And there are multiple different tools out there that allow you the efficiencies of telling a story.
Yes.
Now, obviously we provide one, but I'm not here to pitch that to you, right? But there are multiple different things that you can do outside of just having a technology, just getting a salesperson to slow down.
Yeah, it's a process, right?
It is a process. You want to sell your process. You don't want to sell your product. Of
yes.
course, you're there to sell a product, but it comes from other areas,
well,
right?
They know why they're there. There's a 30-foot sign outside and you know, a whole $10 million building dedicated to it, right?
The flappy arm guy?
Yeah, the flappy arm guy.
Or the gorilla.
No, I'm just kidding.
But that's back to the basics, right? They didn't put the flappy arm gorilla outside during COVID. They didn't have to because people were walking inside. So now it's getting back to getting the customer comfortable and understanding why they're there to buy what they're there for. Because again, they have those options. But more so, just getting a salesperson to really understand now that customers have a choice.
Yep.
They don't have to come to them to buy that car. They can go other places. So what makes us different?
What makes them different?
Our product.
What's that why, right?
100% right.
100%. Well, no, I'm with you. I mean, I think that's probably one of the biggest things that, you know, if we got to be focusing right now from an operations perspective,
yes.
is getting back to really kind of understanding, you know, not just the story behind our manufacturer and the vehicles we sell, but also the story behind the vehicle, the story behind just us in general. To your point, right? We're in a competitive market again. And, you know, it's getting back to training the staff on how to be competitive again. Like, we're back to selling.
We are back to selling. So it's going to be really cool to see what happens this year. I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of some of the dealerships that got really complacent throughout the year. I think you're going to see a lot of buy sells.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be a lot of movement, which is also good for the industry because as people move, it gives you a chance to get products into the hands of people that wouldn't have trusted you before. Because
100%.
Now you've got people going into these dealerships that come from other ones that use you. and bringing great processes in. So there's a lot of opportunity for us on the vendor side, just in general. So
and that's what I'm kind of excited to do. And that's actually what we're going to do right now. We're going to go jump in a van. We're going to continue this conversation. And I'd love to kind of get more deeper into, what iPacket is doing to kind of, help in this operational need of kind of getting back to basics, man. So
you ready? Let's go. Let's ride.
Let's go do this. All right.